State lawmakers are currently considering the proposed cities of Briarcliff, Tucker, and Lakeside in what is now unincorporated DeKalb County. The legislation has been controversial because all three proposed cities have overlapping boundaries, particularly in the area that includes the North Lake Mall. Senator Fran Miller Wednesday said he was in talks with lobbyists to potentially combine Lakeside with the proposed city of Tucker to help resolve those disputes.
The Tucker people are considering this. So right now the posture is this. We've got a city sitting out here, the city of Lakeside, with about 70,000 people. We could possibly have a city with 90,000 people the size of Sandy Springs.
And Miller said his main motivation for combining the two cities would be to allow more he represents to be included. But Democratic Representative Billy Mitchell, who supports the proposed city of Tucker, is opposed.
Just to go through this exercise to create a mini DeKalb, if you will, that was the reason why many people wanted to form a city, is because they wanted a little local control. They wanted to preserve neighborhoods. I think that kind of posturing is indicative of the fact that the proposals and those who propose the city of Lakeside recognize that their proposal is weak, and therefore they wish to bring in others.
Mitchell made the comments during a House committee hearing on his bill for Tucker. During the hearing, Ann Lewis, who supports Tucker, doesn't want the legislature to carve her community up.
Everybody already thinks Tucker is a city. So it isn't a stretch to say that of these three cities, the one that already exists is Tucker.
But others like Robert Stamper spoke against the plan.
It's not right to do this to me and my neighbors who don't want to have a new address.
The hearing comes after the Senate passed legislation Wednesday to allow voters to decide on the creation of Lakeside. Lawmakers who support Tucker or Briarcliff say although legislation to create their cities did not pass the House before crossover day, they can still substitute their plans for the Lakeside bill that passed the Senate on Wednesday. Michelle Wirth, WABE News.